the 15th verse will take as our text this morning. Colossians 2:15. It's a verse that speaks of Christ and of his cross work. What has cross work accomplished? It's speaking here of how he destroyed the powers of darkness, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So it is the 12th of July today, a day that's special to us. The subject this morning is the Battle of Ockram. I want you to think at the outset of the words of the song that we call the Saish, often sung at this time of the year. The Saish begins with the words, "It is old, but it is beautiful, and its colours, they are fine. It was worn at Derry, Ockram, Enniskillen, and the Boyne." So I want us to focus on the second place in the list. I want us to think a little about Ockram, all that took place there. And I want to speak to you a little of its significance, the significance of what happened at Ockram in the history of our nation, and in the, as far as our Protestant heritage is concerned. Can I point out to you, it's a simple statement, but it's very important. Let me point out that it's wrong to think that the Battle of the Boyne was the only battle that was won by William in Ireland. And it's wrong to think that the Battle of the Boyne was the only battle in which King James was defeated in Ireland. The reality is there were several battles that were fought at that time, a whole succession of them. If you read the historical accounts of that period, you'll see that they're collectively called the Williamite War in Ireland. Can I remind you that the war was fought between the supporters of William of Orange, or the Williamites, as they were often described, and the supporters of James II, or the Jacobites. The term Jacobite comes from the Latin for James. So if there's a James in the meeting, you could be described as a Jacobite. It's the Latin form of that name. But it's important to stress, it's important to understand that the Williamite War continued, not just for a few days or a few weeks, that's often what people assume, but the Williamite War continued not just for a few days or a few weeks in 1690, but it continued over a number of years, especially from 1688 through until 1691. And the Williamite War was fought not just at the Boyne, but it was fought in several places, several locations, as the song indicates: Derry, Ockram, Enniskillen, and the Boyne. And those four were not all the battles of the Williamite War. They were the most significant ones in the struggle of that time. There were certainly others that took place as well. And although the battle, or although the details of the Battle of Ockram are not as well known as the Boyne, I want you to know today it was a very crucial battle indeed. And I want to tell you a little of why that is the case. So some interesting, some significant facts about the Battle of Ockram. First of all, the date of the battle. The date of the Battle of Ockram is very interesting. It was fought on the 12th day of July in the year 1691. And I'd like you to take note of that. You will know, well, I hope that you know, that the Battle of the Boyne wasn't fought on the 12th of July. The Battle of the Boyne was fought on the 1st day of July. It was the Battle of Ockram, so take note of that, that was fought on that well-known date, that was fought on the 12th day of July. Just a year and 11 days, if you want to be exact, after the famous Battle of the Boyne. And then 1691, 329 years ago, the 12th of July actually fell on a Sunday. So that might surprise you. The Battle of Ockram was fought on the Lord's Day. So this year, the anniversary falls on the Sabbath day again. And the battle started, the Battle of Akram started quite late in the day, somewhere between 5 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon. So I want to encourage you to remember that. Remember that this evening as the day goes on. Keep that battle in mind around 5 o'clock this evening. I want to point out that for many years, the 12th of July, for many years after the Battle of Akram, the 12th of July was actually called Akram Day, to commemorate the battle. So remember, this is Akram Day. Always remember that on the 12th of July. Just as we talk about Derry Day, to remember what happened at Derry, this is Akram Day. So some might ask the question, why do we now mark the Battle of the Boyne on the 12th of July if it happened on the 1st of July? Well, that was because Britain adopted the Gregorian calendar in 1752 to bring us into line with Europe. So keep in mind, when you hear all the talks about Brexit and Europe and all the rest, that aligning all the countries of Europe together isn't something that is new. It happened even way back in the 18th century. So Britain adopted the Gregorian calendar. Previous to that, we used the Julian calendar. And whenever they did that, 11 days were lost. And when those 11 days were lost, they changed the date until the 12th of July. So strictly speaking, Akram Day should now be the 23rd of July. But they amalgamated the two anniversaries together. So we, on this day, the 12th of July every year, we celebrate two great victories, two great deliverances, the deliverance of the Boyne and the deliverance that took place then the next year at Akram. So the date of the battle. Can I apply that to the meeting this morning? Can I ask the question, do you have a date of deliverance, a date of salvation? Was there a day in your life when you were saved, saved from a lost eternity? Can I remind you, men and women, that's the most important deliverance of all. There's nothing more important than that. And think of how memorable it would be for you if you were saved on the 12th day of July. It wouldn't just be Akram Day. It would be your salvation day as well. Can I say a word or two about the location of the battle? Think of the question, where is Akram? Be interesting maybe to test the meeting on that, if anybody knew where Akram actually was. Where was this battle fought and won? Well, the answer is in West Ireland. Akram is a little village there in County Galway. The Boyne was fought in the east of Ireland, but Akram was fought in the west of Ireland. If you look at a map of Ireland, just about halfway down, and then over to the west, just about 20 miles, or just a little over 20 miles southwest of the famous town of Athlone. And I mention Athlone particularly for this reason. James's forces had actually been defeated at Athlone on the 30th day of June, 1691, just 12 days before. That was one of the factors that drove them back further west into Galway and over to Akram itself. Whenever you think of the Boyne, you think of a river. But as you think of Akram, what you should think about is a bog. Ireland is well known for its bogs. And at Akram, there was what was known as the Red Bog. It was up to a mile wide. And at times, some of William's troops were waist deep in water and in mud. So you think of the great difficulty that his troops had in fighting in those circumstances. So that's the location of the battle. And as you think of that place, men and women, I want to urge you today to look away by faith to Mount Moriah, to Golgotha, translated from the Hebrew as the place of the skull. Remember, that's the place where the Lord Jesus won the greatest battle of all, the greatest battle of the ages. That's the place where he won the victory over death and over hell. That's really what our text this morning is telling us, having spoiled principalities and powers. That's a reference to the rulers of the darkness of this world. And it says he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So at Golgotha, at that place, at that location, our Savior won the greatest victory over death and hell. And remember today that if you trust him, he can lift you from your sins. He can lift you from the bog, from the mire of sin. Isn't that what the psalmist talked about? The words of Psalm 40, he took me from the fearful pit and from the miry clay. So he can lift you today from the mire of sin. What a deliverance. What a deliverance, men and women, that would be on this day of deliverances. I wonder, will you let the Savior do that? Let him into your heart today to be your Savior. Third thing I'll emphasize is the adversary in the battle. The historical records, they vary a little, very slightly, on the size of each army. Most state that each army had approximately 20,000 soldiers in the Battle of Akram. When the Williamite troops started to make their attack, the Jacobites stretched over a distance of 2 miles. It's hard to take that in, the battlefront stretching 2 miles. Some of the historical records suggest the Jacobites had the edge, maybe as many as 25,000 men. Can I point out to you something very interesting? There were no kings on the battlefield at the Battle of Akram. That's a great contrast with the Battle of the Boyne. Neither William nor James, these troops were fighting on their behalf, but neither William nor James had a part in what happened, even in directing the strategy of what happened at the Battle of Akram. Especially, I want you today to know something about the leader of James's forces that day. His general was called Charles Shalmott, the Marquess de St. Ruth. Interesting name, isn't it? I can tell you this, he was no saint. He came from the court of Louis XIV in France. Remember that Louis was a great supporter of James's. And St. Ruth had been involved in what was called the Dragoonians. That was a policy of intimidation that took place in France against the French Huguenots. And it really amounted to this. Either the Huguenots had to leave France, and if they didn't, they had to convert to Catholicism. So the name of St. Ruth was synonymous with the merciless torture and suppression of Protestants in France. And on the Saturday before the Battle of Akram, he said to the Jacobite troops that the forthcoming battle, the battle the next day that they were going to fight, listen carefully, was part of the Holy Roman Catholic War against Protestant heresy. Those were his own words to his troops the day before the battle. But St. Ruth was killed in the Battle of Akram. In fact, they reckon that was the turning point. He was killed in the Battle of Akram in a most striking manner. He thought that the battle was won. So he shouted to his troops, "They're running. We will chase them back to the gates of Dublin." And he rode across the battlefield in great confidence to encourage his troops. And as he did, he was decapitated by a cannonball flying across his path. So St. Ruth literally lost his head that day. And that's very significant, very interesting. Remember this. The first great gospel promise, Genesis 3:15, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman." Remember that these words were spoken to the serpent, spoken to the devil, "and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." At Calvary, our great adversary, the devil, was defeated by a fatal wound to the head that was inflicted by our Savior, our great deliverer, the Lord Jesus Christ. So believers, rejoice today. Satan is a defeated foe. The Savior, John said in his epistle, came to destroy the works of the devil. And that's what he did. That's what he did in the great triumph of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary. One other thing, just very quickly. The importance of the battle. The importance of the Battle of Akram. I want to point out to you, emphasize, the Battle of the Boyne is the best known of the battles fought at that time and what were the Williamite Wars. And the Battle of the Boyne was a very important battle. It turned the tide of events in the Williamite War in Ireland. But the Battle of the Boyne, men and women, was not the most important battle of that period. I think it would be true to say that the Battle of Akram, in many ways, was more important than the Battle of the Boyne. Because at the Battle of Akram, the victory was decisive. After the Boyne, there was still fighting and skirmishes. The Battle of Akram's an example of that fact. It didn't end all the fighting between the warring parties in Ireland at that time. The Battle of Akram was decisive. It finally and completely defeated the Jacobite forces and consolidated the glorious Reformation and the glorious Revolution in Ireland. It left a lasting mark too. It's interesting to read about that. Left a lasting mark on Roman Catholic memories. I wonder, are you familiar with the fact that there's a proverb about Akram? A proverb in Southern Ireland. And the proverb is this: it isn't the loss of Akram. I wonder if you ever heard that before. In other words, they're saying, whatever's happened to you, it's not as bad as what happened to us at Akram. It indicates that even the Roman Catholic people of the south knew how significant the victory of Akram was at that particular time. So the importance, men and women, it was probably the most important battle of all of the Williamite Wars in Ireland. And to finish with this, can I stress to all of you here today that there is nothing more important than the battle for your soul. And that battle is maybe raging even as you sit in this meeting today, especially if you're out of Christ. Remember, men and women, there is no greater loss than the loss of your soul. So I want to plead with you to be sure your soul is saved. Be sure that you can say that it's well with your soul. Do you remember the warning of the Savior? What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? May the Spirit of God apply those words to your heart as never before. So I say to you, men and women, it's vital that you look to your soul today. And it's vital that you're sure that your soul is saved by the grace of God. So the Battle of Akram then. Some interesting, some significant facts, and some gospel application that we can draw from those truths, those facts today. May the Lord bless this message to every heart this morning.